The Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am still your man, Pastor John McClain, here with my man, Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself.
Yes, sir.
You ready for another amazing show, brother?
Absolutely, man. I'm excited.
And we got a special gift today. Usually you're the one bringing in your little munchkins, but today I brought in my gang, Jonathan Jr. and Kobe, who...
Nice.
This guy, I call him Jonathan Jr., but give it another like year and he's going to be bigger than I am. And he'll be Jonathan Sr. and I'll have to be Jonathan Jr.
He's a big guy.
we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, I'm excited and thank you guys for being in the studio with me. Go ahead and say you're welcome, Dad.
You're welcome, Dad.
Yeah. You too. Yeah.
You're welcome, Dad.
Yeah. So certainly excited for today. We have Kim Williams and Dana in studio with us with Tumbleweed Health Center. And then we also have Dr. Dowdell on the phone with us later to discuss about all the amazing work that North Star Hyperbaric is doing, North Star Neurology. And I don't know if we're going to be able to top last week's show because we had an awesome show as usual, but challenge is up.
Yes.
You willing to accept this challenge, Mr.
Andres?
Absolutely,
man. Absolutely.
But just like we do every show, we're going to give grace to a very loving God that has blessed us oh so very much. And we're going to start with the Lord's Prayer. It goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
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 Let's get started.
So, that's every single time. It gives me a little chill to do that. But certainly I love it, and it's a beautiful start. But let's go ahead and turn it over to our guest of the hour.
Yes.
We have Kim Williams, or Kim Willis, as it says on the sheet, in studio with us from Tumbleweeds Health Center. Thank you so much, Kim, and the shy one back there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Dana Zygmunt. No one can ever say her last name, so they just don't try.
What is it?
Zygmunt.
Zygmunt. I got it.
That
got
sounds it. Fun to say. I get it.
That's okay.
I get it. I have the same problem. My last name is McClain, but people just love to butcher it. So,
yeah.
So, I guess, you know, start us off with, you know, what is Tumbleweeds Health Center? I think it's one of those places, much like a lot of amazing organizations, that's kind of one of the hidden diamonds in the rough. What, you know, what is it?
It is. Well, thank you, first of all, for having us here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an honor to be here. Tumbleweeds Health Center was founded, it'll be 10 years this November. Hmm.
Wild.
Yeah, very wild. Huh. We didn't know if we were going to make 10 minutes. We're a doctor's office for medical marijuana patients.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we do certifications for people that have medical conditions that want their cards,
mm-hmm.
so they can go to the medical dispensaries and get their medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a live cannabis radio podcast that we do weekly.
Okay.
And when we could back in the day, we would go out to festivals and events and talk about the education of medical marijuana and educate people as much as we could about our mission, about cannabis, the health benefits, and the benefits of having your medical marijuana card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then so what I know, like when people think of, you know, a medical certification place, they just simply think of, okay, this is where, you know, especially back in the day, this is where I go and get my medical card. But I know, you know, just from my own experience with organizations like yours, you're more, so much more than that. What are some of the other services that you guys provide? Like you're saying, the educational piece, I'm sure there's a lot more to that.
Well, we also, there is. I mean, there's your basic 101 for cannabis. A lot of people come to us and they're completely new at this. They have no idea, you know, and we get a lot of the older crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so they come to us and they're scared and they're anxious and they don't know anything about it. So we really have to start from scratch, from zero.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to provide as much education either via our website at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com or the pamphlets and brochures that companies give us to hand out about cannabis as a medicine, the different parts of the plants, the different types, how it can affect your mood, your body, et cetera, things like that. And we tried to make the atmosphere very... welcoming, even, you know, from kids up to older adults. Anyone that walks in feels pretty welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We Southwest kind of Bookman style.
Yeah.
So everyone feels good when they come in. They're not scared. It's not a sterile doctor's office, or it's not like bright green and it's like weed everywhere. You know, it's we're, you know, we try to be pretty classy. But yeah, we do sell quite a few books on, I mean, cooking, or just the education of it, the history of it's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
We sell a lot of hemp products, from clothing to backpacks to even smokable, vapable, edible hemp products, CBD, CBN, CBG, all the latest cannabinoids, Delta 8.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on there.
Nice. Kim, I was going to ask you, because I remember I used to smoke marijuana, but like back in the day, like, but it was just, you know, just smoking weed, you know, and I wanted to ask you, like, I remember I used to get really paranoid, and then I would get like really anxious, and then I would just kind of think like, oh my God, I was very self-conscious about myself.
Right.
Do you ever get people like that, that are just really scared of that, that they might get anxious or paranoid? Because I used to get like really paranoid before.
That's a lot of our clients come in and they're scared to get that exact strain. And that's more of a, they're two basic strains, sativa and indica. And sativa is a more thoughtful strain. So if you're already prone to paranoia or an anxiety, it could speed up that process in your own mental thought. Indica is more for aches, pains, body relaxing, you know, arthritis, fibromyalgia, migraines kind of things. But yeah, I would say you smoke the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
I have something that won't do that.
Yeah.
You'll feel relaxed and focused and be able to work, but you'll feel, you know, chill, take the edge off. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
No,
gotcha.
No anxiety.
That was a great question. I mean, and I didn't even think of that, but that's certainly that's something that isn't considered enough. I mean, there's a lot of people that, particularly like you're saying, that, you know, whether, you know, growing up as a kid or, you know, freshly into college, trying it out, having no idea what's going on, you know, smoking it out of a pop can or whatever the case may be. not realizing there's more to it than just, okay, there's this one thing. This is, you know, this is the Coca-Cola, and that's the only choice that you get. You know, that's not the case. It's, I mean, and that's a thing I really love about the way that this industry is developing, is like, they're really starting to narrow down in on what ailments, you know, these things treat, much like you would see with, you know, why one would take Zoloft, or one would take Prozac, or one would take these particular medications that are to focus in on specific things. And I guess I asked this question before. We have about 1 minute until we go to break, and then we'll come back with Kim Williams and Tucson Tumbleweed Health Center following. But, you know, what are, I guess before we go into it, let's talk about some of these the law changes that have affected what you do.
Sure. With it being recreational, we're seeing, actually, we're getting a few more people come in because the tax rate that they're paying is 25% almost. Yeah, and that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And you're not getting quality in the cannabis that you would on the medical side.
Mm-hmm.
You're also not getting the legal protection. And employers now are catching on to this, and they're saying, hey, you can't just go out and smoke your weed.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a medical card, you can be here. So we're getting a lot of those people come and make appointments because they want the legal protection, and it's a it's a good thing to have. So we offer telemedicine for that reason.
Awesome. Nice. Well, we're going to be right back with Kim Williams.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show.
Brought to you by your
Common...
Exactly. That's funny. See, it doesn't have as much practice as your sons do.
Yeah,
like I was telling them on the way over how your 8-year-old son, Andreas Jr., always he does the Welcome to a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. So we're trying to practice.
But
it it just takes time.
My kid's obsessed with that line already. Man. Yeah, he's a funny guy.
I love it. I wish he was here next time.
Yeah, next time.
So, as we left off with Kim Williams with Tumbleweed Health Center, and we were talking about the changes in the laws around cannabis that have made it so it's recreational as well as medicinal. And she was talking about tax breaks, the quality. Tell us about some of the other changes that have happened for you and Tumbleweed Health Center around the law being changed.
Well, like I said earlier, we're getting folks come in for a lot of, different reasons, primarily for the fact that they don't pay 25% tax on their medicine, because a lot of the recreational users are using it for medicine. I mean, just because it's recreational doesn't, it's not like two different kinds of cannabis.
One
isn't good for you and one isn't, recreational, I mean, that's a glass of wine at the end of the day or... something on the rocks, people like to have a little, take the edge off at the end of the day, and that could be, an edible or a tincture. People are really into tinctures these days.
What's that?
A tincture is a liquid, so it's cannabis, usually an extract, a whole extract of cannabis in coconut oil or grapeseed oil or some sort of.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's
and
pretty cool.
It's very fast acting. Right under your tongue.
Oh, your tongue.
But there are lotions and balms that you can put topically on, wherever your aches and pains are. So, it's very cool.
Well, I'm glad you said the thing about the recreational thing. And this is, this may be the thinking in my own mind, but I don't feel like anybody does it recreationally. Like particularly like Andreas said, I know enough people in my life that they've done cannabis, all different strains, and had poor reactions.
Yeah.
They didn't do it anymore.
Right.
They have no interest in doing it whatsoever. I know a handful of people that have no interest in doing cannabis because their body has shown them they don't need it. And then I know a lot of people that they have done it and their body showed them that they do need it. So when I think, when someone's, recreationally, and I'm doing air quotes for those that are home can't see, I think that's it's a game of semantics, because if they didn't need it for some medical purpose, they wouldn't do it. In a lot of ways, like I've seen with many people, their body would reject it. So, I guess speak to that, like just this, kind of this new, these new veins that are created. What are your thoughts on recreational versus medicinal?
Well, excuse me, we have an endocannabinoid system, which is why when someone says it's good for arthritis and it's good for everything like migraines to, restless leg syndrome to fibromyalgia. And you're like, well, how can that be? It's got to be a snake oil, right? Well, no, it's because we have an endocannabinoid system that has receptors everywhere in your body. So it controls all of our systems, your digestive system, everything.
Wow.
So that's why it's helpful for everything. So you can call something recreational and, sure, people can use it for enjoyment, and we don't judge. I'm sure we get a lot of people that come in and they have aches and pains, but they also use it recreationally, just like I said, to take the edge off, to get rid of the anxiety. There's especially now with COVID, there is a ton of anxiety in the world. People are afraid not only for themselves, they're afraid for their family members, they're afraid for the world. They've lost businesses, they've lost family members and friends and relatives to this. And so there's a lot of anxiety, and people are coming to us for that, saying, I got to have something to calm down. I can't sleep. I can't sleep at night. So we can offer them Either some hemp and CBD products, or we can say maybe you need something a little stronger, get your card and you can get the full cannabis, the full plant product.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you do it recreationally, it's still good for you.
Mm.
But I don't judge. You can do it to enhance your music playing. And we had somebody on the radio show that used it for her painting and her music playing. So it can be an enhancement. It can be spiritual. People use it for all different reasons. And I say go for it.
So what advice would you give to somebody who is kind of on the fence about getting their medical card and is not sure if they should or shouldn't?
You know, I say come talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can come down and see us. You can call us, email us, get on the website. But talk to somebody about it and find out why you want it and how to use the medicine. That's really the scary part for people. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me. We always kind of giggle that people will put any chemical they tell you, the doctors say, you know, stick in your body here. Take this bottle of, you know, but only take it, you know, on Tuesdays when the moon is full and, you know, and you're like, okay, I got this, doc, I'm going to do it, you know, and you open the lid and the stuff boils out, you know, mad scientist, but a plant, oh my gosh, I can't take a natural plant. No way, that you grew that? No. So we laugh and we're like, it's a plant, you know, and there's never been a single death from cannabis ever, not ever. Andreas is liking
this.
Yeah,
he's loving it.
It's good stuff.
But it's the truth. I mean, and there's never been a single death. So give it a try. And we say to go really slow and small amounts with your medicine. Mm. One single milligram. Don't go starting with like a 50 milligram edible.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
1 milligram. You know, it's called microdosing. Just very tiny bits.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't, you don't feel it, your body's going to feel it, and it's going to react to it. And, and then you can bump it up from there. But just, you know, be careful. Mm. It is a medicine, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess kind of like an offer on topic. We know each other because Tumbleweed Health Center was supporting Bravo Base Camp Conklin and our organization Veteran Rescue Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys actually made possible, I think, over 30 medical marijuana cards you made available for the homeless veterans that we work with. Tell us a little bit about some of the other philanthropic work that you do. I can imagine that there's kind of a breadth of stuff that you do in the community, and I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, well, that was a really great experience, and we really enjoyed being involved with that because cannabis should be accessible by everybody, you know, homeless or not. Everybody should have access, so we were happy to help with that. I think that was with Earth Healing. But like I said, when we could, you know, we used to, we were at the Peace Fair every year, you know, and we try and go places where there are a lot of people that we can, you know, give a lot of education to.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a doctor on board from Johns Hopkins, and he wants to start a new program of, you know, lecturing, and not even lecturing, but just a Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, having people come down.
I like that.
Yeah, and he's a little older gentleman. but, you know, he can speak to the crowd of people that need it the most, who have the most aches and pains. The older you get, the more aches and and they're the most afraid too. The older you get, the you know, you get more aches and pains, and you also get more fear because you don't know what's being told. But those, you know, we've been out to do different talks at, you know, gyms and health centers, and we, you know, try when we can. We're excited to get back out in the community and get back out to the festivals, and we do the gay pride festivals, and we're looking forward to doing the 4th Avenue street fair when that but everything's shut down right now. So we do the radio show. It's a weekly radio show. We provide a lot of information there,
and I guess tell us about how people can listen to that radio show, and then also how people can get a hold of Tumbleweed Health Center. About 30 seconds left.
All right, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. There's a radio section right there.
Nice.
They can call us at 520-838-4430, and of course get through us at the website and thchctucson@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for
having us. It's really nice to be here with you guys.
Yeah, we definitely have to do this again. You're just like a wealth of knowledge that we just like scratched the tip of.
Yeah.
So
let's play again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. And this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm still Pastor John McClain, still here with Andreas Ruiz. We will be back right after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. That's Pastor John McClain Jr., I guess. And next side to me is Kobe McClain. I have my two sons in Kobe in studio with me. And also I have one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Mr. Andres Ruiz.
Yes, sir. Let's get popping.
He is going to help all of us believe in ourselves with I Believe in Myself coaching, confidence, action, legacy.
Yes.
Absolutely. And we had another awesome interview with Williams with Tumbleweed Health Center. If you didn't know, now you know.
Good stuff, man.
And we're going to try to top that now because we have Dr. Dowdell on the phone with us with North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology. Thank you for coming on the show with us, Dr. Dowdell.
Well, thank you for having me, John.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, the pleasure is all ours because I know we just had somebody kind of pump us full of some good information. I know you're going to, especially since I had a conversation with you a few days ago, I know that you're going to tell us about something we've never even heard about before, and you're going to inform us on it. But firstly, tell us, what is North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology?
Well, it's an integrated clinic where we treat veterans here with head injury, neurotoxin exposure, and post-traumatic stress disorder. And so we treat them with neurosupplements, hyperbaric oxygen medicine, and also neurofeedback, which is the golden standard of treating head injury, PTSD, and toxic exposure.
And I know your organization kind of, you know, works hand in hand or kind of like integrated with North Star Hyperbaric. What is Arizona Integrated Mobile Wellness?
Arizona Integrated Mobile Wellness, or AIM Wellness, is my company that I started to work with veterans in the community. So what we do is that here at the clinic, we provide not only biopsychosocial therapy, but we also provide neurofeedback. And so what happens sometimes is when people have a head injury, it's very hard for them to understand or process talk therapy or psychotherapy. So we make sure that they have 20 to 40 hyperbaric sessions, that they have a minimum of 20 neurofeedback sessions, and then we provide the biopsychosocial therapy for them. Sometimes I will meet with them prior to any treatment to explain the process that they will experience while they're going through treatment here.
Hmm. So what is neurofeedback exactly?
Well, what neurofeedback is, first of all, neurofeedback is also used with head injuries without hyperbaric. I wanted to let you know that, but I have found that the two in combination work hand in hand, and they work much quicker. So what neurofeedback does is it also increases blood flow to the brain. But when somebody has a coup and a contra coup injury, which means they have a hit to the forehead and the brain shifts because of the inertia and the physics of the brain moving, they'll have a contra coup injury. It's often a crisscross into the back of the skull. And so when that happens, there's a lack of blood flow in that area where the neurons aren't firing in the brainwave that we need to have them fire. And often the hypothalamus, which is the brainwave hub, is also injured. So people have sleep issues. They have emotional regulation issues. They have processing issues. Sometimes they'll have a labyrinth concussion where it's receptive language issues. They can't really hear what a person is saying. And so what we do is we go in with the neurofeedback equipment and we develop algorithms and develop a protocol so that we get the right brain wave for that individual, and then we start treating that. And what we find is the algorithms often match the MRI DTI. So the DTI, as you know, is a diffuse tensor image. And so that shows the diffuse axonal injury in the brain. And so this turns the axons back on.
Man, I feel like I should be writing this down. I definitely feel like I'm learning a lot. Can you tell me about some of the success stories that you've seen, and I guess your work at North Star Hyperbaric, or I guess kind of working in this field so far?
What I have seen is, it's phenomenal, actually. It's short of miraculous. So what we're seeing is people that are coming in, veterans. And you know the suicide rate with veterans is extremely high. And a lot of their relationships are in shambles because it's very hard for them to process information and communicate and connect. And so what I see here is we've seen veterans come in that were suicidal, that had this biological sadness, and nobody seems to understand it. And that's where psychotherapy is not working with the biological sadness. Medication doesn't seem to be helping it as well. And then we put them on the neurosupplements. We get them into the chamber, and we get them into neurofeedback. And a lot of them are stating that they're brand new. That's I hear that quite often. They feel brand new. They feel like they've got their lives restored, and they're integrating in with family members. Family member relationships are being healed. Marriages are being healed because they can process information.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I mean, we have about a minute till we go into break, but we were in a conversation we had the other day. You mentioned something that like a light bulb came on for me, because you were talking about how certain vets you speak to, you tell them expect to get, I think, your pre-war sense of humor back or something you said, and it made so much sense with me, because I have my two 11 and 12 year old boys here in studio with me, and I think they could probably even attest over this short amount of time, like, I'm more playful and I'm more silly than, you know, they maybe have ever known their dad. And I could see from just the, you know, the few treatments of hyperbaric treatment, how, you know, I'm getting to this place that you speak of. So can you, I guess, speak to that just briefly before we have about 20 seconds so we go into break.
Well, what the neurofeedback does and the hyperbaric is it helps with blood flow. It increases angiogenesis, new blood vessels, and more neurons in the brain, which is neurogenesis. And so you're able to, interact with people at a higher level.
Yeah, well, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick. We'll be back with Dr. Dowdell after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission.
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by P.J. McArdle. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
Welcome back to the Comedy Radio Show.
Not quite.
It was close. No, he's got a much deeper voice. Here, you. No. Well, welcome back, everybody. We got one more awesome segment for you. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my bosom buddy, Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself. And we have Mrs. Dr. Dowdell on the phone. And she is filling us in on neurofeedback, on hyperbaric treatment, all the range of really cool stuff. I almost feel like partially like I need to go back to school immediately to better understand what you're saying, Dr. Dowdell, but thank you for coming on the show with us.
Well, you know what, Jonathan, it's very important that people understand these terms, not unlike their understanding cardiac issues. Mm. So if we have done a big disservice in the medical community and not treating concussion properly.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really ask, put any questions about it, but definitely. What are your thoughts about the way that, you know, the VA or, you know, I guess our community is dealing with the suicide epidemic, or, you know, the way that they're kind of, seems like handling everything with pharmaceuticals rather than some of these other options that you provide?
Well, what pharmaceuticals do is they help to increase certain areas of the brain. They increase the brain waves or they decrease brain waves. And so they're throwing medications at an organ that they're not even imaging. Uh-huh. And so all other organs are being imaged. So with here at the North Star, Dr. Henricks does do an MRI DTI. She's the only one in the state of Arizona that does this, so that we can see what axons in the brain are injured, so that we can go in and we can make sure that they're treated. And so our medical community has been telling people to rest. Well, rest is one of the worst things that you can do for a head injury, and it actually declines over time. The cognitive function declines over time. And concussions are at epidemic proportions. It's a public health hazard, and nothing is really being done. But as you know, here in the state of Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey did sign into law on March 29th, 2018, that hyperbaric oxygen therapy is a known treatment for veterans with head injury and with PTSD. We just need to do a better job of making sure that this is public knowledge and it becomes standardized care.
I was going to ask you, Dr. Dowdell, sometimes that concussion, can people be living with a concussion and not even know it?
Yes, all the time.
Wow.
I see it all the time.
Really?
In my other practice, yes, where there's educational issues. There's even psychiatric issues where it presents as depression and anxiety, when it's actually a concussion from a car accident 5 or 6 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely the big thing that I noticed in getting into this is, like, as I was having the conversation with Dr. Henricks, is, okay, yeah, I do have, you know, blast damage or, you know, head injuries from my time in the military. But if I look back, oh yeah, also that time I got knocked out when I played football, and that time when I was 12 and I ran into a tree and knocked myself out, and that time when I was 16 I got in a fight and got knocked out. Like, I think the big thing I saw is like, oh okay, this isn't just for veterans. Like, this is almost for like everybody. It seems like everybody in some capacity in their life has probably took a knock on their head and didn't even realize it. I guess speak to that a little bit, and what, you know, like what your experience with people once they've reached that realization with you.
Well, you know what? That's very true. I have to ask an individual about 10 times if they've had a hit to the head. And it's amazing. Finally, they'll say, well, I fell off the monkey bars. You know, I was in a car accident, just a little fender bender, you know, but yes, I did have whiplash. Well, you know, if you have whiplash, you probably not only have a neck injury or neck strain, you also have a concussion. And the other thing that we're looking at, too, is that some people aren't realizing if your neck's involved and your brain is involved, your thyroid's involved. So the biological sadness of thyroid causes depression and sadness. And, you know, anxiety, if it's not functioning correctly, well, the brain does too. So you have a double injury there that is contributing to what we would call a psychiatric disorder. We want to get rid of the name psychiatric disorder, and we want to replace it with brain health. So back in 2019, we did have a brain health conference where the mayor of Tucson at that time signed into recognition that Tucson is a brain health awareness city. And so we're trying to do this all throughout the nation so that people understand if they are an offender bender, get treated in the hyperbaric chamber so that they don't have to have the decline with a head injury.
So, I mean, I feel like you filled us in pretty good on the recent struggle and kind of how we've got to where we are now with these type of treatments. What do you think the future is for them? Right? When do you think these will be kind of like common name and more, you know, readily accessible or more like more common than these other type of treatments?
I think that they're going to become more common here in the next decade. You know, our fire service, our law enforcement officers, and our veterans, you know, they're very skeptical. And for good reason, because of what they're exposed to. And I will tell you that the veterans that I see here are referring the clinic here to other veterans. First responders are referring it to other first responders because they're getting their lives back. And when you get your life back and you see the progress that you've made and you've your family members are seeing the progress, the humor, the sense of humor, the social interaction, the connectedness improve. You know, people, when the proof is in the pudding, people talk about it. It's the best advertisement. I did meet with Senator Martha McSally at that time, and we've all been involved with Senator Sinema at this point, too, trying to make them aware of making this standard care. So we are working on it.
And it seems like up to this point, there's been an abnormal amount of pushback on this. Why do you think that is?
I think it's easier to throw medication at an individual, and it's quicker. The treatment here, people need to be patient because it takes time. But the treatment is long lasting. I've had people here that have improved so much that they've actually cried tears of joy because of their recovery and getting their lives back.
And Andreas was saying something during the break. You want to share that with Dr. Dale?
Yeah, I was talking about John, how because I mean, we have known John for like 4 years, man. It's been a while. And I've been noticing some clarity in his eyes, and then also like the sharpness as well. When the speech and also just looking more sharp, I guess, like when it comes to, I don't know if I make sense, but like just seeing that sharpness and his eyes like look a little bit more aware, I guess. I'm not sure if that makes sense.
No, that does make sense. You know, one thing that I will share with you that I did have an injury in a car accident, and I had a blast injury from the airbag. And know that I have a doctorate in neuropsychology, sports psychology, and rehabilitation. I studied mindsets for first responders and treating first responders. And I never learned how bad a concussion was in all of my 12 years of college. And so what I will tell you is that when I, after I got treated with neurofeedback, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and neurosupplementation, I went into a party, a birthday party for a six-year-old, and nobody recognized me.
Wow.
So some of the, it just changes so much. And, you know, working in the fire service, which I did, I was exposed to so many toxins that were very detrimental to my health. And so, you know, the one thing about the hyperbaric oxygen treatment, it does detoxify you, which is wonderful.
Wow. Yeah, this is amazing stuff. Like, that makes me even think about myself, like the things that I've done, you know, drinking alcohol, doing drugs like cocaine, taking pills. And, you know, I can imagine how the, you know, consumption of like cocaine and drugs like that could have an effect on the brain. I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts about that?
You know what it does. And so, you know, there's another clinic in California that does brain specs. And they have a ton of brain specs on those that have done drugs or that have drank, that were heavy drinkers and marijuana. And what it does is it does decrease blood flow to the brain. And so remember, when you have a, when you decrease blood flow to the brain, your neurons aren't firing the way they need to be firing.
Yeah.
So, and they do, they've had brain specs that have shown when somebody has been sober for a year, their brain has healed. So there is hope. Is that, that's my point. There's hope. For and, you know, there's people that have gone through the treatment here at the clinic. They don't have a desire anymore to drink or to use drugs because their brain is healed. They're able to sleep. And, you know, a lot of people that do overdrink, they overdrink to try to sleep, and it's one of the worst things they can do.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dowdell, for coming on the show with us. As I
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by PJ McArdle. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.